This is Pastor Thomas Puccetti from Tyre Reformed Church. With Independence Day just being passed, I'm going to preach to you about John chapter 8, verses 34 through 36. We know that freedom is considered a birthright in the United States, but is it really? Are we really free? To consider yourself free, you must first define freedom. What is freedom in the classical sense? What is freedom to me? Am I free? Do I feel free? Do I live like I'm free? Do I deal with others based on that level of assurance that I have in being free? Webster says freedom is the quality or state of being free, independence. A free individual is defined as one who has liberty, freedom, or independence. Someone who is not free is enslaved, entangled, and in bondage. Jesus, in our passage of Scripture from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 34 through 36, is dealing with the Pharisees, and he's speaking to them, and they are going back and forth. And in verse 33, the Pharisees are claiming birthright and freedom because they are Abraham's seed. They are seeing this as a source of pride for them. However, Jesus calls them slaves to sin. Saying one is a slave says they have no freedom. Saying it especially when they have their minds set on the fact that they are free and entitled to be such, like these Pharisees, flies right in the face of that belief. It contrasts their perceptions of reality and their lies. Today, many people do the same thing, perhaps feeling perceptually free, but slaves to sin, slaves to alcohol, drugs, sex, violence, immorality. These fly right in the face of a society which celebrates freedom in the manner in which we do. Can you imagine if Jesus got up in front of certain people and called them slaves to sin? What if he posted it on Facebook? What would be the outcry? They would say he was intolerant, narrow-minded, a hater, bigoted, etc. However, that is exactly what Jesus is doing. The bad news is that many people are enslaved and they don't even realize it. Sin enslaves and dominates us in a manner which leads to spiritual death. If therefore the Son of God, Jesus, will make us free, we will be free indeed, right? This is a wonderful saying because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are people being in obedience to sin which leads to death. There are people who are carnal and sold under sin. Jesus came to die on the cross so that you and I can experience the mercy and grace of God, being completely free from the law of sin and death. If the Son, therefore, will make you free, you will be free indeed. Are you free? Free from slavery to sin. Free to come to God. Free to come to God through Jesus Christ and call Him Abba Father. It's a gift. We can't earn it. We merely accept it by faith in Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you accept this free gift, know that you are then dead to sin and alive to God as having eternal life only in and through Christ. The Bible is clear. He who has a son has life. He who has not the Son of God has not life. What will you do with your freedom today? Peace and blessings in Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Thomas Puccetti from Tyre Reformed Church.